shall we open the word to Psalm 23? If somebody sitting next to you does not have the word of God with him, share the word with him. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. First letter of Corinthians chapter 2 and the 12th verse. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. That is for people who are in Christ Jesus. People who have received Jesus to be their Lord, Master, Savior and God. Remember, the Holy Spirit of God comes upon you and He causes you to know the things that has been freely given to you by God. And when you read Psalm 23, even though that's a psalm which we all memorize and know, many a time we do not know the benefits that God's word in that particular psalm ministers to us. There are about 8 to 9 covenant names of God, Jehovah God, that you will find revealed in that Psalm 23. And each of those covenant names of God reveals to us the very nature in which God wants to bless us and the way He wants to take care of us. Now in Psalms 23 and verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." It comes from a word which means Jehovah Rohi, or Jehovah Ra, which means the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and no one can snatch them out of my hands, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hands." Remember, He is the shepherd king. The sheep is one of the most dumbest animal you will ever find. They do not know how to walk in the direction of their sheepfold. They are animals that go astray at all times. That is their very nature. The only smart thing that the sheep can do is to keep his eyes on the shepherd and allow the shepherd to lead them. The sheep does not try to find a direction for his life by himself. All that he has to do is to keep his eyes on the shepherd. And as long as he can keep his eyes on the shepherd, he knows the shepherd will protect, shepherd will guide, will gently lead, will not allow the sheep to be destroyed, but will gently take the sheep into the sheepfold where there is security and safety. For the sheep to follow the shepherd, the sheep should be able to trust the shepherd. We have Jesus, the great shepherd, and we need to learn to just trust him. The sheep knows to trust the shepherd. You know, you will find in the scriptures one of the most powerful statements in the book of Genesis. And it's the 33rd chapter. Jacob, after he went and worked with Laban for Leah and for Rachel, and after he came out from Laban's house and was going back, Esau, his brother, met him, and Esau was forgiving him. He was running away from his brother. Now they are going to go together. And when they're about to go together, the 12th verse, Esau says, "Let us take our journey. Let us go. And I will go before you." But Jacob said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and the herds are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die." Now Jacob knew the shepherd's heart, and he knew if they were to drive the sheep very hard, the sheep would die. They would not be able to keep pace. So he says, "Do not allow us to journey very fast. We're following you. But allow the sheep to keep in pace with me." Remember this. The shepherd will gently lead you. Are you with me? Sometimes you, all that you need to do is keep your eyes upon the shepherd. He will gently lead you. He will never overstrain you. And that's what the wolf does. The wolf comes to attack and tries to lead the sheep astray, and tries to bite the sheep, and tries to make the sheep run hard. But the shepherd never does that. He gently leads through in a pace that you can keep. He knows each one of you by name. Do you know that? John 10 verse 3 says, "He knows each one of you sheep by name." Every one of you. He knows by name, and he knows how to just gently lead you through. But is your eyes on the shepherd today? If your eye is not on the shepherd, you will be panicky. You will be panicky with every situation that you are facing. Maybe you would have fallen in between the thorn bushes, or maybe you have hurt your feet somewhere and your leg is wounded, you're not able to walk. Whatever. The shepherd just takes the wounded and carries. I mean, he knows how to lead you. But is your eye on the shepherd? Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Look at someone and say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Keep your eyes on the shepherd. Are you with me? First thing. And he will never overstrain you. He will gently lead you. Look at someone and say, "He'll gently lead me." Second thing. Psalms 23 again. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." But the first word, one more time, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Say, "I shall not want." Say, "I shall not want." Well, that is speaking about Jehovah Jireh. That very scripture, "I shall not want," is one of the common names of God, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord my provider. Are you with me? Jehovah Jireh means the Lord my provider. You remember, Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac. And Abraham is taking his son Isaac and is climbing that mountain. And the sacrifice looks very painful for him. It looks very painful for him. And Isaac is walking by. But when they are going up that mountain, remember this. There is a sheep or a ram that is coming from the other side of the mountain too. If you're willing to surrender, if you're willing to sacrifice, and if you're willing to give up all that you have, there is something more powerful coming from the other side. He will reveal himself to you as Jehovah Jireh. On that mountain, when Isaac was laid there, when the knife was taken, and was about to pierce, the angel of the Lord comes and says, "Don't do it." And Abraham heard the sound of ram. He looked and he saw there was a ram that was ready to be sacrificed. He took that and he sacrificed. And he named that place, built an altar of the Lord and said, Genesis 22 and verse 14, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is my provider. Are you in a need today? Are you trying to build your own house today? Are you trying to build your own lives today? Go your own ways? Well, once you come to know Jehovah Jireh, you will know that you will never lack any good thing. Psalms 34 and verse 10 says, even young lions might grow hungry and weak, but those who trust in the name of the Lord shall never lack any good thing. Amen. Those who trust in the name of the Lord will never lack any good thing. He will reveal himself to Jehovah Jireh. I mean, do you have a need today in your life? How many of you have needs in your life? Amen. Remember, this is it. Come to the altar, come to the cross. All that you're carrying, place it right there. And you will find there, in Christ, the rest of the provisions coming to you. Are you with me? First place yourself. You remember the Gospel of John, chapter 21? The disciples, after the Lord was gave himself up for death, the disciples went back fishing. And while they were fishing, the Lord stands on the shore and he says, have you caught anything? They said, we haven't caught anything. The Lord says, put the net on the other side. They cast it out on the side. They get a huge net full of fish. They get into the boat. Suddenly they recognize it is the Lord. They come to the shore. And what happens? What happens? Remember, when the Lord is standing by that shore and he is seeing those disciples fishing, he's asking them a question first. Have you caught anything? He knows they haven't caught anything. He's the Son of God. Do you have anything with you? He absolutely knows they have been toiling all night and they haven't caught anything. The Lord is providing for them. But remember, when the Lord is asking them, have you caught anything? The Bible says the Lord had already prepared a fire and already had kept the fish there for them ready. If my God were to ask you, do you have anything with you? He's already got something prepared with him. Jehovah Jireh. Say Jehovah Jireh. The Lord my provider. See, I shall not want. It speaks about the provision of God. He leads me beside. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That speaks about rest. That speaks about fulfillment. That's what Jehovah Jireh gives to you. My cup runs over, which means I'll never lack anything. It's just not to the brim. Just like Benin says, when the Lord gets you some coffee, he will just not have the cup full, but he will have even the saucer full. Are you with me? Cup running over, just not the cup alone. Hallelujah. Something running over for you. Remember, when he said, my cup runs over, that speaks about provision. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That speaks about, again, fulfillment. Never lacking anything. Goodness and mercy all through the days of my life. Jehovah Jireh is my provider. It's just not for one day, 2 days, 3 days that I shall be met or my needs shall be met. But all through the days of my life, I will have my God providing all my needs. Amen. How many of you believe that? Well, look into the next verse. He leads me beside still waters. And there you have a revelation of the third Hebrew, the covenant name of God. And that is Jehovah Shalom. He leads me to still waters. It speaks about peace. Are you with me? Peace. He leads me beside still waters. Say, he leads me beside still waters. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. That's what it means. Jehovah Shalom means the Lord is my peace. Remember, in the book of Judges chapter 6, the people of Israel, they were being attacked by the Midianites. They had sinned against God. They had gone away from God. All the grain that they had were being looted. Their cattle were taken away. All that they had was being spoiled by the Midianites. And in their oppression, they cry out to the Lord. And the Lord hears them. My God hears you when you cry in your oppression. What was the reason for which God sent Moses to Egypt? Because the people cried out in their oppression. You cry out to the Lord in your oppression, the Lord will definitely hear you. There have been many times in my life when I've been oppressed and I've cried out. And He's not only set me free from my oppression, but He's brought in that peace into my soul. He's revealed Himself as Jehovah Shalom. Shalom, which means peace. Which means be complete. That's what Shalom means. Be made whole. Let there be nothing lacking in you. In your spirit, in your soul, in your body. Let there be absolutely nothing lacking in you. Look at someone and say, let there be nothing lacking in you. Amen. Jehovah Shalom. When God appeared to Gideon, God said unto him, I have chosen you and I will use you to rescue Israel from the oppression of the Midianites. Not only shall your family be set free from oppression, but I will use you to save the entire nation. Do you know that you and me getting blessed? We are not only blessed for our own lives and for our families, but for the entire nation to be blessed. How many of you believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there is said that the first day on the day of Pentecost, when the power of God came upon the 120 disciples in the upper room, one of them stood and preached, and about 3,000 souls were saved that day. In Madras alone, there are 120 Christian churches. But there has not been a single day where at least 1,000 souls have been saved. Forget 120 people. 120 churches. Are you with me? You and me, remember this. If you have a revelation of who Jehovah Shalom is, if you have a revelation of knowing that the Lord is your peace, some people look for peace in something else. They look for peace in relationships. They look for peace in wealth. They look for peace in whatever. But if the Lord alone is your peace, you will remember this, that peace will stand. Jehovah Shalom. The next one. It is in the book of Judges chapter 6, 23 and 24 that you will find this word Jehovah Shalom. That Gideon built an altar to the Lord. And God said unto him, revealed himself and peace came upon his soul, and he built an altar and he said, you are Jehovah Shalom, God my peace. The fourth one. The third verse of Psalm 23. He restores my soul. Say, restores my soul. Well, doesn't that speak about healing? Don't you think so? And the Bible says, He is Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Jehovah Rapha, that is the fourth name. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord my healer. The Lord my healer. The Lord my healer. In the gospel of Christ Jesus, there is not only saving for your soul, but there is a saving for your mind, and there is a saving for your body. There is not only a healing for your spirit, but there is a healing for your soul and for your body. And He reveals Himself as the Lord who heals. In the book of Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, you will find the people of Israel traveling from Egypt into the promised land. They come through, and what happens is, they come to a place after having crossed the Red Sea where there is bitter water. There is no water for them to drink. And they are saying to Moses, is this the reason that you brought us out of Egypt, out of slavery, that we should die of thirst? Look, the water is bitter. And immediately the Lord tells to Moses, take a wood, a piece of wood or a tree, in other words, a tree, and dip it into that water. And when the tree was dipped into that water turned out very sweet. Are you with me? Like somebody said, it turned out into squash. It turned out into squash. I mean, it turned sweet. And what happened? The Lord said, drink. And the people drank. There Moses built an altar to the Lord. And he said, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Remember, you might be going through much bitterness in your soul today. You might be having enough and more reasons to be panicky and unforgiving and bitter and restless. But if you will come to the tree of the cross, where Jesus was spiked, and where he lay for your sins and for mine, you will find all your bitterness. You give it unto him and he will give sweetness instead for you. Are you with me? You bring in your sin before the cross. The tree symbolizes cross. The tree that Moses dipped onto that water symbolized cross. You bring any bitterness before the cross, it will turn out into sweet healing. How many of you want healing today? Amen. It will turn out, you know, there are two things that you can do with lying. Either you can take it bitter, or you can make lime juice out of it. What you do with situations in your life that creates bitterness to you, how you handle it, you can handle it like the lime. Either you can squeeze and make some lime juice out of it, or you can keep it bitter in your life. You want the healing of the Lord? Lay your unforgiveness right at the foot of the cross. Learn from the Lord. Forgive. And receive that sweetness in your spirit. And then you will be able to say, is Jehovah Rapha, God my healer. I don't think we'll have time to go through all of them today. So can I take that Jehovah, the Lord, he restores my soul for some time today? Because there's 10 more minutes and we have another 6 more combo, I mean 5 more combo names to go through. So we'll take it next week. If you are there for the next week, I'm sure you would be. Amen? The week after, pardon. Next week, we'll take something else. But the week after, we'll take on the same thing. The rest of the compound names. But this one thing of restoring my soul, I want to speak to you. Remember, you have a spirit, you have a soul, you have a body. You have a spirit which gives you God consciousness. You have a soul which symbolizes your mind, emotions and will. And you have a body which gives you physical world consciousness. God created only men and women with spirit, soul and body. Animals do not have a soul. Well, how do you know that? Just by looking at them. Some religions teach that animals have a soul. It doesn't. If animals had a soul, you have never seen an animal crying when its mother is dead. You will find an animal eating nice meat and the mother lying there dead, eat meat, fight around and jump around. But will you do that? If somebody dear to you is lying there, you will sit there and cry. You will not have chowar and sambar there. But you have a soul. Are you with me? You have an emotion. If you go to a person, you're physically tired, he might be able to open his house and give you some rest. But there are times there is a rest that you need in your soul. There is something that is troubling your mind, your emotions. Maybe guilt, shame, maybe you're going through a struggle. You're not unable to share with anyone. It's boiling inside of you. Have you seen situations like that? You go sit in an AC room, will it cool you? Your body might get cool, but will your soul be cool? You go drink and eat, will your soul be cool? It won't. There are things that you carry in your soul, which is so hurting, so disturbing, so panicky. Sometimes it might be a rejection. It might be loneliness. It might be guilt. It might be shame. It might be a problem. You do not know why. You do not even understand your nature. You do not understand what you're all about. What God wants to do with you. I mean, you're going through this deep confusion in your soul. He wants to reveal himself as Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer today to your soul. Are you with me? Is there somebody who's going through a struggle like that? I mean, you're unable to share with anyone struggling inside. Something, I mean, you do not know. Some people do not want to share what they're going through. You know why? Because they're scared of rejection. If I allow people to know who I truly am, will they accept me or reject me? So you put a mask outside. Everything is okay, nice, sweet, yes. But you know what is going on inside of you. You're burning. Are you with me? You're panicked, you're scared, you're miserable, you're depressed, you're guilty. Well, He is the restorer of your soul. Nobody can do it for you. Are you with me? Your friend cannot do it for you. Nobody else will be able to do it. But you need to have that revelation of the Lord as Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Remember, in the book of 2 Timothy, second letter of Timothy, the first chapter and verse 15. 2 Timothy one and verse 15. It says there, Paul is writing to Timothy, one of his dear children in the Lord, and he's saying, this you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are two names written there. All in Asia have turned away from me. You look into 2 Timothy chapter 4. You will find this word, the 10th verse. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. And then, 16th verse, at my first defense no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so the message might be preached fully through me, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. He's speaking about people deserting Him. Paul, all in Asia have left me. Have you ever thought of that? Do you know? When you speak about all in Asia, it's just not one or two people that Paul is speaking about, Timothy. He's writing to Timothy in Rome towards the end of his missionary journey, just before he's to be beheaded for the gospel. He's saying, all in Asia has forsaken me. He's not speaking of one or two people. You remember in the book of Revelations, you will find the seven churches. Seven churches where? In Asia. Revelations 1 and verse 4 says, the seven churches in Asia. Paul, the Lord used to minister to seven churches. You know, speaking about seven people, seven churches. It was just not seven churches, but there were hundreds of churches there. So these were the seven ones that was important for us to learn. And that is why the seven churches are mentioned there. All. Who are those all? It is in Ephesus that he literally wrestled with animals to preach the gospel. He was, one of the traditions says that he was thrown into the Colosseum where the lions tried to maul him because he was the preacher of the gospel. He had a little confrontation with animals, wild animals, in Ephesus to preach the gospel. It was there that the entire city in Acts 19 came against him and created an uproar, and he stood for the gospel. In Acts chapter 20, it is there that he said, you will never see my face again, some of you. He said, I am going to Ephesus, elders. And he's saying towards the end of his spiritual walk, just before he's able to be taken up to the Lord, all have deserted. All of them. Can you imagine that awesome or the terrible feeling that you will go through? But he's saying, the Lord was by my right hand. He strengthened me. Hallelujah. He revealed himself to me. Jehovah Rapha. Have you gone through situations like that? Oh, I've gone through situations like that. Deserted for preaching the gospel? Well, if you have a revelation of who Jehovah Rapha is, he is the restorer of your soul. Able to strengthen you back and bring you back. How many of you would like that? Amen. whatever you're going through, a restorer. One final scripture of a soul. Ruth chapter 4. The book of Ruth. Somebody's found it, just read it out loud. The 4th chapter. And the 15th verse. Somebody's found it. Ye shall be to you a restorer of life. Yes. Enough. God is saying, you shall be a restorer of life to you. Are you with me? A restorer of life. Where is it that you like life? Let him reveal to you today, Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. If you will stand up in the presence of God today. Let's close our eyes. And I just take 10 more minutes. It's 11:05, but before the next session starts, just 10 more minutes. Are you interested?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come back to. Did somebody pray that I might complete? Well, come back to Psalm 23. The word of the Lord says there, in the third verse, He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Well, there you have a revelation of Jehovah Makedesh, or Jehovah Makedesh. That's what you heard. Jehovah Makedesh, that's what you read out there now in that song. Jehovah Makedesh. It means the Lord who sanctifies me. The Lord who sanctifies me. Aren't you glad that you don't have to sanctify yourself? Aren't you glad that He's the one who will sanctify you? Amen. Leviticus 20 and verse 8 says, I am the Lord who sanctifies thee. And there the revelation of Jehovah Makedesh, the one who sanctifies. Then read on. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of the shadow of death, there you have a revelation of a name which you will not find in that song. It's called Jehovah Makkeh. Jehovah Makkeh, M-A-K-K-E-H. Jehovah Makkeh, it means the Lord who strikes. The Lord who strikes. Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse 9 describes Jehovah Makkeh, the Lord who strikes. Are you with me? The Lord who strikes. Look at someone and say, the Lord who strikes. Well, that is Jehovah Makkeh. Remember, when Jesus comes back in great glory and He takes up the church, the Bible says those who are dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are alive in Christ will be caught up to meet Him. Not everyone will be taken up to meet Jesus when He comes back in great glory, but those who are in Christ, who are dead, and those who are alive in Christ will be taken up to meet Him. Now while they go up, the Bible says, they will look back on the graves and they will sing a song. And the song is this, oh death, where is your sting? Oh death, where is your victory? For the Lord has defeated death and He's brought in resurrection to your life. That's why the Bible says,
He who believes in him shall never die but have life eternal. Are you with me? The one who strikes, do you want the Lord to strike at the very root of your problems? Remember, the very root of poverty is to bring death into you. The very root of sickness is to bring in death into you. The very root of any bondage is to bring in death. To be alive means to be fully active for God. To be alive means to be fully walking in the blessings that God has got for you. Anything that stops you from doing that, whether it be sickness, whether it be poverty, whether it be any curse, it is not from God. And today He will reveal Himself as Jehovah Makeh to strike that and destroy that. The Lord who strikes. Say the Lord who strikes. Well, Psalms 23 goes on to say, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Your rod, you heard some weeks back, rod is for protection. And your staff, which chases away the enemy. Rod is for protection. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. That's what the word of God says in Psalms 23. Your rod is for protection. And the staff is the shepherd uses to chase away the enemy. Well, there you have a revelation of Jehovah Nissi. Who is Jehovah Nissi? The Lord my banner, or the Lord my victory. Do you know that? When you're born to die. But when you're born again to live. And because you're born again to live, you're born and you might have defeat. But when you're born again, you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Are you with me? The very seed of the one who's triumphed over death, over sickness, over sin is inside of you. Sometimes when temptations come, you know what I say? I say, who is greater inside of me? Is it my flesh? Or is it the power of God? Is it the fruit of the flesh? Or is it the fruit of the spirit? Sometimes when I'm tempted, which is greater inside of me? Is it not the fruit of the Spirit? I'm not a child of God in faith in Christ Jesus. So let love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control rise up within me. I will not give into that fleshy fruit. But I will walk in the fruit of the Spirit. For the Lord is my victory. Are you with me? Where did God reveal Himself as Jehovah Nissi? In Exodus chapter 17 you will find, when the people of God are being chased by the Amalekites, when they were coming out of Egypt into the promised land. Amalekite is a type of bondage that comes to you when you're weak. Whom did the Amalekites attack when the people of Israel were traveling from Egypt into the promised land? There was a cloud covering over them. There was a cloud over their heads, and there was fire in those clouds. And the Lord would guide them during the day by the cloud and during the night by the fire. And there was some of them, it is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, that cloud and the fire. Some of them would not keep in pace with that fire and that cloud. They would drag behind. And they would say, let the Lord go forward. I will stay back for some time. This is a good land. I haven't seen this part of the desert. Long time in Egypt. 430 years. I haven't seen the outside world. And the Bible says those who were straying back, those were the ones whom the Amalekites attacked. Are you with me? Jehovah Nissi reveals himself to you in the time of your weakness. Sometimes you are straying back. Sometimes you are not in the very perfect will of God and moving forward the way God wants you to. And you're weak and you don't know what to do. He reveals to you as Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. He reveals you as Jehovah Nissi. Moses said, immediately, you know what? The Lord said unto Moses, Moses, go up that mountain, lift your hand and pray. As long as the hand of Moses was lifted up, the people of Israel were victorious. Joshua was fighting the battle. Are you with me? Joshua was fighting the battle, and Moses was up in the mountain. When his hands would get tired and he would lower the hands, Joshua was losing. Well, that is the time you ask somebody else to pray for you. Everybody goes through times of struggles and warfare with the Amalekites. That is the time you take a piece of paper and pen, write a list, a need into the intercession ministry. Call up the prayer tower, or call up the the ICU of the Joshua generation. ICU, intense, constant, unselfish prayer. That's what our intercession ministry is all about. You know, ICU, call them up and they will get on their knees and pray. Are you with me? And when they won the victory, remember this, even your weakness of the Amalekites should come against you. And if there was no one else to intercede, we have a high priest who is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, interceding for you and for me. Moses interceded, they won the victory. Immediately they are building a banner there, an altar there. And they are saying, the Lord is my banner. The Lord is my victory. Jehovah Nizi. Say Jehovah Nizi. The Lord who leads me in victory. That's what it means. Or the Lord who gives me victory. And the last one. Psalms 23 and the last word. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For you are with me. Well, there you have a revelation of Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord ever present. The Lord who is always with me. Even if a father or mother should forsake their child, the Lord God will never forsake. Even if your friend should forsake you, the Lord will never forsake. He will reveal himself as Jehovah Shammah. Ezekiel 48 and verse 35 says, the Lord is here. That's what it means. The Lord is here. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. Are you with me? Jesus said, I will be with you to the very end of age. Didn't say just for some time. He just didn't say just for some time, as long as you're good and nice and just for some time. No. He said, I will be with you to the very end of age. Jehovah Shammah. Would you like the Lord to be with you always? Yeah. To abide in the house of the Lord always? Amen. Well, these are the compound names of Jehovah, the covenant names of Jehovah. Psalms 23. Now when you read it, you can meditate on it. And each one of them is a talk by itself. But since we don't have a time, we just summed it up all together. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up to worship the Lord. Give Him the glory. Give Him the shout of praise. Give Him the victorious hand clap unto the Lord. Let's stand up fast. Come on, fast, guys. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next service is about to start. Let's stand up fast and give a glorious clap offering to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap, 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 clap. Hallelujah.